Heading towards a quarter to eight on Thursday night's arena, Dubliner Aaron Smith, who goes by the name A. Smith in his musical life, is currently writing songs for his debut album. That album is due for release next year. He came into us earlier in the week for a Studio 8 session, and he started with his latest single, which is called Hero. Hero, performed there by A. Smith. And A. Smith is kind of, it's the name Aaron Smith that, yeah, that you go by for this. It's a kind of a solo project, but obviously you've got others with you.
Yeah, I've got my band. It's sort of just me, and instead of just rolling with your name, I kind of felt that there might be a bit more mystery to put the A down and then the dot.
You can't but, particularly listening to Hero there, you can't but help hearing Neil Young.
Yeah,
that's not a bad influence.
It's not a bad influence. No, we were listening to Zuma a lot. Records that were made in 75, 76. And I think we took the production ethos into studio when we started to arrange these songs, that we just strip them all out and get to the core. So it was generally just drums, bass and guitar and on those records.
We're talking about A. Smith being the kind of solo project here. Van Music, how would you describe what Van was doing, the band? It was more of an electronic vibe,
yeah,
off it, wasn't it?
Yeah, I suppose it was electronic, and then it was pop, and then it was no more.
Is there something very deliberate, though, in that move? Because musically, in Hero, yeah, we still had electric instruments in there, but it's paired right back.
It's paired right back, yeah. I think with coming to the end of Van Music, I was really striving for something human, like a human interaction. And I guess with Van and I think with a lot of pop music, it's all computer generated and it's very hard to enjoy it a lot of the time.
You mean performing it?
Performing, yeah.
Rather than listening to it, yeah.
Context. Yeah, performing it because, you know, everything is like stripped to a beat and you're kind of a slave to that. Whereas sometimes we might slow up or slow down or speed up and it's kind of, you find soul in the groove inside of that pocket. And that's something that we, you know, we've strived for with this, you know, more human.
And that's heading towards an album. You've had a number of singles actually at this point, haven't you?
Yeah, like six or seven singles. And then the record's coming next year.
Yeah.
So the record, we finished writing it and it's mostly arranged. So we're just doing some additional recording now that's going to finish up in January and then it's go time.
But Morocco was important certainly in the second song that you're going to perform for us.
I suppose the second song is probably a seed that's like a couple of years germinating. So when I finished in Van Music, I went away to Morocco for a short period of time and I was kind of starting to write demos for what would be the solo project.
Was that kind of a head-clearing project? Was that what you were thinking? Or did you go to Morocco with the mindset of, do you know what, I want to do something different now. And I'm going to bring myself out of home, out of the environment and go somewhere new.
It kind of was it was kind of hand in hand. There was no, you know, decision to say, yeah, I'm right. Mm. I'm going out there. It was just part of a chain of events that led me out there. And it really gave me focus.
And did you bring 1984 with you?
I was reading it when I was there. I was reading it on the way over.
George Orwell, was it something you'd always wanted to read that you just took up at this point in time?
It was a couple of years ago. I had just picked it up. It was in my house on a bookshelf.
Yeah.
It was there, so I took it.
Yeah.
And I start reading it and then I start freaking out because it's quite frightening.
If you were frightened about the environment and Hero, you were even more frightened when you read 1984.
And then I read 1984 and it pops into my mind. It drifts in like we spoke about earlier. It drifts into my mind kind of from time to time, more so now because of the political climate that we find ourselves in.
And has that fed directly in then to Yeah, You Told Me?
Yeah, I mean, Yeah, You Told Me, the song came together really, really, really quick. A short while ago when I wrote the music and I was looking for lyrics straight away, I just thought of 1984 drifted back into my head and I was like, okay, maybe it's here this time for this reason. And I wrote the lyrics in one evening. We brought it into studio and we rehearsed it a couple of times and then we said, right, that's in the album pot. And then we just moved on to the next thing.
And you're going to swap over for this performance?
Yeah.
So you're going to use the acoustic guitar for this one?
Yeah, the record the record we're going to put out next year is more relaxed and maybe reserved. And so it's going to have a lot of acoustic guitars.
So, Yeah, You Told Me from A. Smith.
Yeah, you told me from A. Smith there and his Studio 8 session with us earlier in the week. News just came through after that session, in fact, that A. Smith has been added to the lineup for Other Voices, the festival that is in Dingle and Kerry from the 29th through until the 1st, 29th of November through until the 1st of December. He will be there along with Junior Brother, who was on with us last week, and Alex Goff, among others. And you can find out full details of that and everything happening at Other Voices on othervoices.ie.